Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Delmarte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is John Sapper for Community Comment. I consider myself kind of a numbers guy and certainly fiscally conservative, so I've been following this fiscal cliff and national debt stuff. I have to admit, though, that when the folks in Washington throw around the national debt number of $16 trillion, what does that number really mean? Now, I apologize that I'm going to run a bunch of numbers by you, but I think they illustrate just how big $16 trillion is. Let's start with a $100 bill. Most of us have seen one. If we stack 100 of them together, we have $10,000, and it's about a half inch thick. You can put that in your pocket. $1 million is 100 of those half-inch stacks, or one stack roughly 4 feet high. You can put that in a paper grocery bag. $100 million in $100 bills will fit on a 4-foot by 4-foot wooden pallet and will be about 4 feet high. You still with me here? When we get to $1 billion, we're getting up there. It's that 4-foot by 4-foot pallet stacked 40 feet high with $100 bills. Now that's starting to get impressive. So let's talk about $1 trillion. What does that look like? It's that 40-foot stack of $100 bills times 1,000, or that pallet 40,000 feet high. That's almost 8 miles, folks. And since we have over $16 trillion in debt, that pallet of $100 bills climbs to over 120 miles high. You know, a few more years of this and it's going to be a lot of money. Forbes calculated that our current national debt equates to about $128,000 for every American household, or about $46,000 for each of us, and it's rising. You ever heard of that line that our national debt is in the stratosphere? Well, that's not true. Our stratosphere is between 6 and 30 miles up. We blew through that 10 years ago. 120 miles up is where the space shuttle flies, or rather flew. I think I just figured out one of the reasons why they stopped the shuttle program. They didn't want to hit that stack of $100 bills. Now, I don't know how we're going to get out of this mess, but at least we can sleep well at night knowing that Washington has it under control. I think I need a nap. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.